This recording is part of a series of podcasts in which the novel Dear Yoni is read aloud chapter by chapter by the author Lisa Picard. Please note that Dear Yoni contains sexually explicit language and scenes of a sexual nature. It is not suitable for anyone under the age of 18.
Hello, dear listener. Last week, we heard about Jess's visit with Craig and about how she experienced an expanded orgasm. Let's see what happens today. Day 21. Dear Yoni, I had two utterly amazing experiences with Craig. I felt so comfortable with him and so completely trusting of him that I decided to work with him on a regular basis to benefit from his knowledge and experience and to boost my progress along my spiritual journey. Yes, it was true. Somewhere during the course of the past few months, I realized that I had stopped thinking in terms of a journey towards better sex. It had started to become clear to me that I was actually engaged in a spiritual journey towards connecting with my own inner divine essence, or even towards enlightenment. My sexuality was simply part of the totality that was me. And so I had started referring to my spiritual journey in my own internal dialogue. Anyway, back to Craig. So over the next few months, I had a weekly telephonic discussion with Craig in which we chatted about my progress with my practices, discussed my challenges, and Craig answered any questions I had. It was an enormously fruitful time for me, and I would definitely recommend working with a mentor to guide a person along their journey. One of the first exercises that Craig suggested I do was to write a daily letter to you, my dear Yoni, which is how this little pillow book came into being. And I must say, it has certainly been an immensely fruitful exercise. So much self-knowledge and a far closer connection to you has been the result. Craig also had me do the self-pleasuring exercise with a mirror that Dolores had recommended, and to spend time just gazing with love and adoration at the reflection of you, dearest Yoni, in the mirror. He asked me to document how I felt about you, how I would describe my relationship with you, and what emotions arose when I touched you, both externally and internally. These exercises were actually very revealing of my deeper feelings and attitudes towards you, dear Yoni, and really firmly cemented our relationship as one of love, trust, and mutual acceptance. After completing all these exercises, Craig instructed me to write a love letter to you, my dearest Yoni. Below is a copy of that letter. My dearest Yoni, I have been tasked with writing this letter to you. It's apparently the final milestone in completing my journey of healing my sexuality and stepping into my feminine power, a kind of graduation ceremony. As you know, I've been writing to you daily over the course of several weeks now, but this letter is different. This is meant to be a love letter. And while it is definitely true that, to my great surprise, I now find myself in a love relationship with you, this certainly hasn't been the case for most of my life. During my journey of the past few months, I have gradually become aware of how much I have hurt and abused and neglected and distanced myself from you during our lifetime together. This realization has caused me deep feelings of guilt and shame. Of course, when I mentioned this to Craig, he said that I need to relinquish all of my guilt, fear, and shame if I really want to step into my power as a sovereign being. But it's not always that easy. I've been thinking a lot about where these feelings originate, and surprise, surprise, I realize that my studies in feminism provide me with at least part of the answer. As women living in a patriarchal society, we've been conditioned to believe that we are somehow inherently less than, or wrong, or inferior, or broken in some way. We're too messy, too emotional, too illogical, too weak, too fat, too, you name it. And as for our female bodies, well, let's just say that I believed that my own turbulent relationship with my body has been mirrored by pretty much every single woman I have ever encountered in my life. As women, we often feel a deep sense of shame that our bodies are somehow out of control and nothing at all like the perfect images that the media presents us with. I've experienced my own body as simply too hungry, too large, too hairy, too noisy, not pretty enough, not thin enough, just not enough in any way. Quite ironic, really, how women can feel like they're too much and yet not enough, all at the same time. And of course, you, my dear Yoni, have borne the brunt of this body hatred. I thought you were ugly, not symmetrical enough, the inner labia too long, too uneven, too dark in color, too hairy, too smelly, just not acceptable in any way. I've waxed you and shaved you and plucked you. I've deodorized and douched and exfoliated, and still you were never quite good enough. Never really acceptable. You certainly look nothing like the images of perfected genitalia that I saw in porn movies. When a man went down on me, I always tensed up, because I was afraid that he would be disgusted and turned off by you. And so I could never really enjoy his attentions. I worried that you took too long to orgasm, that you weren't tight enough to give him pleasure, that you were too saggy, not plump enough, the wrong color, the wrong texture, the wrong size, the wrong shape. Just wrong. When I did pay you some attention during masturbation, which, by the way, I always felt so guilty about, I worried that the spirits of the ancestors were watching and judging me while I did it. I always rushed it so as to finish as soon as possible. And then I believed that somehow something was wrong with me, because reaching orgasm always took so long. My dearest Yoni, now that I am becoming aware of how sacred you are, I cannot believe how poorly I have treated you in the past. You are, quite literally, the portal through which the divine is made manifest in this world. What a magical and mystical being you are. Craig gave me an exercise to do a while back that gave me a taste of how amazing you really are. It was a meditation in which I was tasked with listening deeply and reverently to various parts of my body, my mind, my heart, my womb, my yoni. I was astounded to experience the deep wisdom that you had for me, wisdom of which I had been depriving myself for my entire life. Since then, I've been asking your opinion on every single decision that I need to make in my life. I find that, if I really listen with respect and reverence, you offer me such a unique perspective, such deep wisdom and insight, that every aspect of my life is benefiting from your input. When I did the yoni gazing exercise in the mirror, I was suddenly overwhelmed by emotion. Far, far from being ugly or unacceptable, you are gloriously beautiful, a marvel and a miracle. Having had the wonderful experience of gazing at the yonis of other women, which I found to be incredibly profound and beautiful, how can I possibly continue to believe that my yoni is the only one that isn't sacred and divine? Of course you are. What remains is to firstly say thank you to you, dear yoni. Thank you for being there for me during all of those years in which I hated you and made you wrong and not good enough. I was so ignorant and so lost. I really didn't know any better. But now that I do, thank you. From the bottom of my heart, thank you. Thank you for bringing me so, so much pleasure and joy. Thank you for intimacy and connection. Thank you for your wisdom and your power. Thank you for bringing me insights and intuition, even if I didn't yet know how to listen. Thank you for being my very own personal portal to the divine. I promise to learn to listen to you as I find my own connection via you and via my heart and via my womb to my own higher self. Secondly, I make a solemn oath that I will never allow you to be penetrated or even touched again, not with finger, dildo, penis, or anything else, before you are ready. From now onwards, anything that isn't a hell yes is automatically a no. Thirdly, I love you. I honor you. You are my beloved, and together we will step into our true sexual power and our true sovereignty. Day 22. Dear Yoni, after a couple of months of working together, Craig told me that he believed we had reached the end of our road together in our mentor/mentee relationship. At first, I felt a bit bereft. But then I realized that our telephonic conversations had started to become more sociable and chatty, and that he was probably right. We would continue our conversations as friends only, but it was time for me to forge my own path again. I still had enormous curiosity about all things sexual and spiritual, and so I started searching for novel experiences to expand my knowledge base. After my energy orgasm and expanded orgasm experiences, I found that I was becoming very open, experimental, and keen to try new things. After all, my curiosity had led to some truly life-altering experiences. Why not continue on a winning wicket? This attitude was to lead me to several new and interesting and some quite bizarre experiences over the next few months. Chapter 17. A Walk on the Hippie Side. I was huddled in a corner, propping up the wall, desperately trying not to look as uncomfortable as I felt, as I observed the colorful, chattering crowd of women surrounding me. Multiple layers of tie-dyed clothing, bandanas, and cascades of silver jewelry seemed to be the uniform here, with plenty of dreadlocks and underarm hair in evidence. I shrank further back into the corner as I fingered my long, neat plait and glanced down at my black track pants, plain white t-shirt and trainers. Clearly, I had completely misunderstood the directive to wear casual, comfortable clothing. But the dress code issue aside, this morning's activity really brought me right to the very edge of my comfort zone. No, scrap that. I was actually hanging suspended from one hand on the outermost reed-thin branches of my comfort zone, and my fingers were sweaty and beginning to slip, and I think you begin to get the idea. And if you're picking up on a touch of hysteria, you're probably getting close to understanding my state of mind at that point in time. So, what was I doing today, and why, oh why, oh why was I doing it? Well, the why is perhaps the easiest part to explain. On my spiritual journey via conscious sexuality, I'd been doing a lot of research and reading about Tantra and about sacred sexuality. During my reading, I had on several occasions encountered the concept of the Yoni Puja, which was exactly what I was doing today. Throughout my life, I had had to face my feelings of distaste about my own Yoni. The letter that Craig had me write to my Yoni really brought some of those feelings to the surface. Such feelings were caused, I believe, by a patriarchal society in which women's sexuality and sexual power is feared, mistrusted, and suppressed. However, the tantric texts I had been reading were telling me that I needed to learn to love, no, actually to worship my own yoni in the specific, and yoni in general. As the source of all life, but also because all parts of the body and the fullness of the self must be loved and accepted as sacred. Craig's exercise of gazing at my yoni in the mirror, although very strange and awkward at first, had definitely led to far greater love and acceptance of my own yoni, and a far better relationship between us. So, I believed that I was doing quite well in loving my own yoni, and was now ready to worship yoni in general. As for what in specific I was doing today, well, as you already know, yoni is the Sanskrit word for the female genitalia, and puja means to worship. So a yoni puja is a sacred ritual during which the yoni is worshipped, either in the form of a sculpture, a painting, or some other representation, Or, as was the case today, the actual, physical, biological yoni. What? Yes, you heard correctly. And now you understand why I was so deeply out of my comfort zone. It is very important to understand that before performing the yoni puja, the mind must be purified of all worldly ideas about the yoni, said our teacher, Crystal Stream. Yes, it most definitely was that sort of event, as she lit incense and candles all around the room. The yoni represents the cosmos and all of the mysteries of creation. She is the creative life force that gives birth to the universe, to all form, and she moves through all of creation. She is a manifestation of Shakti, the Supreme Devi, the cosmic mother of all, and must only be approached with great reverence and devotion to perform this puja. If you do the puja with deep love for Shakti in all of her forms, including your own form, and if you honor and worship the cosmic mother with total mindfulness, you will experience the raising of your consciousness to new levels that is possible during this puja. And so now we will purify our minds and our bodies in preparation. For the next 30 minutes, Crystal Stream led us on a journey combining chanting, meditation, and smudging our energy fields with burning sage and other herbs to purify us for the ritual that lay ahead. Gradually, my chattering mind and my awkward self-consciousness began to abate, and I started to relax and to surrender my objections to the ritual. I allowed my curiosity to arise. After all, this is what had brought me here in the first place. I was actually starting to feel a connection, as if I belonged here in this room of unusual women. Finally, it seemed as if we had attained a sufficiently pure frame of mind, and the ritual itself commenced. Leaving us sitting on mats in a circle on the floor, Crystal Stream briefly exited the room, only to re-enter, slowly and with great pomp and ceremony, holding the hand of a completely naked woman. Crystal Stream led the woman ceremoniously to the flower-bedecked altar in the corner of the room. As the woman took her seat at the altar, reclining against the brightly embroidered cushions, I found myself caught up in the mystery and the beauty of the ceremony. The room was now completely silent, candlelit, and smoky with fragrant incense. Kara will be our manifestation of Shakti today. She is a yogini who has a great ability to consciously channel the goddess and will be able to raise the consciousness of all of us today as we perform the puja. Although Kara is our focus as an expression of the goddess today, in Kaula Tantra, every single woman is seen as a manifestation of the goddess. Each one of us here is indeed a perfect expression of the goddess herself. No man may raise his hand, strike, or threaten a woman. When she is naked, all must kneel and worship her as the great goddess. At these words, and to my utter surprise, I experienced an opening, an unfolding, deep within my heart, and hot tears began to stream down my cheeks. It felt as if a knot of tension in my chest that I hadn't even been aware of was slowly starting to dissolve. This was by now becoming a familiar experience upon my journey. So many, many ancient blockages were being released, and I felt immense gratitude for the guidance that I had been given thus far upon my path. Glancing around the room, I noticed that several other women were similarly affected. A lifetime as a woman of being told, mostly in ways that are completely opaque to us, that you're not enough, not worthy, somehow less than men, leads to a guarding of the heart, a wariness and a defensiveness. So to be told that you are worthy of being venerated as a goddess was just so touching, so incredibly healing. We are now ready to begin with the Yoni Puja, intoned Crystal Stream, and my attention was returned to the room. Firstly, there is the salutation, the greeting of Shakti. You will move slowly and mindfully to stand before the goddess and bow, remaining for a few moments in silent reverence. Then you will make your offerings to the goddess. These will be whatever speaks to you personally. Choose from the table a combination of flower petals, rice, fruit, ghee, or any of the objects that you have brought with you. Place your offerings on and around the goddess in a reverent attitude. One by one, the women came to stand before Kara, bowing and then placing their offerings on her body and on the rest of the altar. When it was my turn, I stood before her, holding my offering of flower petals, feathers, and shells that I had brought with me. I bowed in reverence and then adorned Kara's naked body with my gifts. She didn't move a muscle, just sat there with her eyes softly downcast and a beautiful, gentle smile upon her face. The experience was, at once, incredibly intimate and profoundly moving. Once all the women had made their offerings and we were all standing in a semicircle around the altar, Crystal Stream led us in the chanting of mantras in Sanskrit. I had absolutely no idea what I was saying, but the chanting brought a deep sense of peace and calm to my soul. There was a feeling of being included in something very sacred and beautiful as I added my own voice to the chorus of feminine voices. Crystal Stream followed the chants with heartfelt prayers for peace and harmony in the world. Now we will sanctify the five elements, Crystal Stream said, as she placed a gourd beneath Kara's spread thighs just below her yoni. Each of these liquids we will use represents a different element. So the yogurt symbolizes the earth element. We have clean, pure water for the water element. Honey symbolizes fire. Milk symbolizes air. And the coconut oil symbolizes the element of ether. We will pour each of these liquids in turn over the yoni here before us and collect them in the gourd below her thighs. The final mixture is given great power through the direct and intimate contact with the goddess. Every one of us will then take a sip from the mix. I watched intently as Crystal Stream poured each of the liquids in turn over Kara's yoni. There was something hypnotic about watching the liquids run over her yoni and into the gourd below her thighs. A part of my mind was loudly protesting at the idea of having to drink this mixture that had been in intimate contact with a complete stranger. I mean, how unhygienic was this? But the greater part of me was completely immersed in the strangely beautiful ritual. There was a feeling of timelessness about it, as if we were a part of something ancient that connected us with all women everywhere throughout all of time. As I took my turn in sipping the rich creamy mixture, I could imagine a group of women thousands of years ago performing the same ritual. Now we reach the magic stage of this puja, said Crystal Stream with a smile. Each of you may bow down before Shakti and request that she grant you a wish. May your wishes be inspired by your divine, higher self and be to the greatest good of all. As I bow down before the human representation of Shakti, the only wish that came to me was that I be granted the grace and courage to surrender completely to my path. Now we begin the final stage of the Yoni Puja. Kneel before the Yoni and simply meditate upon the mystery of Shakti. Allow yourself to be absorbed back into the womb of the Great Mother. Go back to the source and find the essence of creation. The ultimate truth is the Supreme Mother, the unified background of all existence, the holding ground of love. She is transcendent, ineffable, and immutable. She is the Divine Mother and should be venerated in all of her manifested aspects, such as the sister here before us, and also in each and every one of us present here. We spent the next 30 minutes in silent contemplation of the manifestation of Shakti that was Kara's yoni. The strangest thing about all of this was that it didn't actually feel so strange at all. It felt sacred and beautiful and peaceful, and I had a wonderful sense of being cradled in the energy of the group and in the energy of the Great Mother. I couldn't remember when last I had felt so at home in a group of women, so completely at peace and surrendered to my experience. As I studied with soft eyes and an open heart, Kara's yoni, I noticed the different colors and textures, the infinite complexity and astounding beauty. By the end of the puja, I knew that I would never forget the shape and form of this particular yoni. But, far more importantly, I'd never forget that, for a brief moment, I had been immersed in the love of the Great Mother. I had felt completely loved and cherished and perfect, a manifestation of the goddess just the way I was. Nothing to change about myself. Nothing to be improved. No performance required. As I left the hall, in a calm and contemplative frame of mind, I reflected that every woman should actually have the opportunity to experience this deep reverence for her own yoni. How differently we would feel about ourselves. And just imagine what a difference this would make in the world if all men could experience what I had just been through. How might that shift any man's misogynistic outlook? A deep part of myself longed to have had Kara's experience. What must it feel like to be the yoni chosen to represent Shakti and to be worshipped and adored like that? I had done the exercise with myself and my mirror and my own yoni, but I longed to have a man look upon my yoni with such reverence and such awe. I made a mental note to suggest this to any tantric male partners I might have in future. And that's it for today, dear listener. I hope you join me again next time. Bye-bye.